Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, back with you on CBD, live from the 15th annual Cleveland Browns Foundation golf event. With us now, woman in many ways, in large part in charge of what's going on out here, the great Renee Harvey with us. Renee, great event. Welcome. Although we're getting a little hiccup here from Mother Nature. What's the latest?
We are. Mother Nature is not agreeing with us right now. We just heard the lightning sirens. So an unwelcome sound, but the golfers are going to make their way in for hopefully a short amount of time. It looks like hopefully within 30, 45 minutes this will pass, and then hopefully we can send them back out to finish their round of golf.
Well, that would be very nice. Renee, let's talk about the foundation, because Jimmy Haslam was with us earlier, and we got into the focus, the sort of the new direction of the foundation in terms of its emphasis on education. Walk us through the process of how it got to that and what you're trying to achieve with that.
So about 9 months ago, really went through a process where we were meeting with community, civic, and business leaders, and also doing an assessment of what was taking place in our community. And we really fell on education was a really great focus area where we felt that we could make a significant impact. So we've been able to identify a couple of key initiatives we're very proud of that actually spanned birth through high school graduation. And so we have a partnership with the Centers for Families and Children, which is an initiative, early learning initiative that spans from birth to kindergarten, and really maximizing each day to make sure children are receiving the best possible start as they enter kindergarten. And then we have a few more initiatives as well.
And one of those initiatives is the 2,000 Days campaign. What's that all about?
So the 2,000 Days, as mentioned, is kind of the span from birth through kindergarten. And so we have 80% of our Cleveland kindergartners failed their kindergarten readiness test. So our kids are not only going to school not at grade level, but we're asking the school district to then make up that difference, which is a pretty insurmountable task to ask of them. So we're very proud to be doing an early learning initiative with the Centers for Families and Children, and that will roll out much closer to the season, but it's really a movement to make sure parents understand the vital role that they play in becoming an advocate for their child's education.
And, of course, Billy Wynn stopping by the set to kind of just make sure Renee's handling everything well. We might as well hand him a microphone. Billy, how you doing?
She's doing great. I like everything she's saying. She's doing a great job.
How are you hitting them today out there?
Terrible, as usual.
Oh, good. All right, so you're consistent.
Exactly. No, I've had a few shots that were pretty good. Other than that, everything was pretty bad.
Do you know my guy here, Nathan Zagura, is like a scratch golfer and like can drive it a mile?
What? I can't drive, but I'm pretty good with my irons.
There you go.
How can you not drive? You're so huge, strong. How can you not drive?
It's that defensive mentality. You try to go out there and crush the ball, and it goes nowhere.
All right. We're going to catch up with you in a little bit. I hope you come
by
the set. All right.
Yes. Either that or I'll come by the office.
Either one. You got an open invitation. You know that.
Keep my chair warm for me.
Billy Wynn, defensive lineman
for
the Browns.
We always will. One of the best.
Participating.
In one of the we're going to call friend of the show. Billy Wynn, friend of the show on Cleveland Browns Daily. Absolutely.
So as we sit here, Billy Wynn walks by. Jordan Cameron walks by. Phil Taylor, the names, on and on. Lots of players. Give me a sense from your perspective of the level of cooperation, because this is when you really need it the most. These guys do come through for the Browns.
It is. You know, and I was mentioning earlier that, you know, this organization from top down, and so we're talking about Dee Haslam, as you mentioned, president of the foundation. Jimmy Haslam is on the board, and our executive staff is out here. We have about 20 current players. We have 5 alumni. And so it's a great representation of the entire organization and really a belief that community engagement is part of the fabric of what our organization stands for.
Well, we do want to thank Morton Steakhouse for providing food for our golfers today, and there are a lot of great corporate partners in association with the Cleveland Browns Foundation golf event. Also, a lot of exciting things going on, a silent auction. I've got my eye on an item in there that I'm, like, trying to observe from my post here, keep people away from. But lots of great stuff. Tell people just about the overall event for those who are hearing about it and like, man, I'd love to be there. Because it's phenomenal, first class, top to bottom.
It is. It's a fun event. This is our 15th annual event. We've raised about $2.5 million leading into today's event. But in addition to the golf, we have obviously corporate businesses who purchase foursomes, and then they're paired with a Brown celebrity to make it a fivesome. And then we also, at the conclusion of golf, we have a nice dinner reception. We have a silent auction, live auction. We have some fun raffles. We have a bullseye,
a nice MC.
Believe it or not. A fantastic. You know what? Very I forgot. Fantastic.
Nathan, I heard
MC.
He killed it as an MC out there. He did a tremendous job.
I didn't spit rhymes. I wasn't that kind of MC, but the night is young.
Although you should have. That's right. All right, Renee, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate
your support.
Always love having you with us to break it all down. Renee Harvey, of course, helping with the foundation, D. Haslam, the Browns as an organization. This has been something that's been near and dear to everyone's heart, established in 1999 and has modified its focus to emphasize education. All right, we are in a little rain delay here at the golf tournament at the Barrington Country Club in Aurora, the Browns Foundation Tournament. So we got some players around. We'll probably get a couple of those guys on with us shortly to talk about it. We want to hear from you as well. 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Want those barks, want those growls from the pound, want those tweets at Browns_Daily. Nathan and Vic with you in Aurora on CBD.